Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
For the wall,
Hey, that and more. Nice. Unbelievable. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's almost as if we never had a Barack Obama in office. Can you believe the buffoonery? Hey, before we go any further, let me welcome the entire crew. All the way live from the other side of the A. What's going on outside? Yo, your president is about to build a damn wall for real. He's not playing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't got no president right now.
Hello,
TM Hyman Radio family. No, y'all might have a president, but as far as Hot Chocolate, a.k.a. Regina Smith, is concerned, I don't have no president.
Oh, you governing yourself, huh?
I sure am. If he can wing it, I can wing it.
I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to South Carolina where our resident chef is standing by. Give it up, Miss Fee. What up, babe?
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Fee.
Doing well.
Hello. Yes, and I'm with you, Regina.
Can't believe. Get out of here. Don't
I don't have a president. I don't have a president.
You're not governing.
We sure don't.
You're not governing
yourselves. Nope.
We sure are.
I am in denial. Barack is still my president.
Sure is.
Michelle is still my first lady.
Sure
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
And Bo is still
hey,
my first
lady. He hung out with us.
There you go.
He hung out with us on Monday. and I might as well just go ahead and bring him on in because I'm sure he's going to join the ranks with y'all folks. Governing yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome that dude, Nokio Drew Hill, back to the show. What up, brother? Hey, thanks for coming back, man.
What up, man? I'm scared.
Tell him,
yes, you governed
yourself. He ain't got no president.
Now, I got a barb and weave with the stuff I say, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, being as though, like, I pay taxes, he don't pay taxes. You know, I pay taxes.
He don't pay taxes.
Stuff.
I mean,
you know
I pay taxes,
yeah, you know,
too,
I'm just,
but I don't.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? I think I say enough. Like, I'll let y'all have that one for the 500 other ones that I say. They're probably looking at me like, what is going on with this guy?
I'm not messing with that dude. Nope.
Unbelievable. United we stand, divided we fall, with our special guest, Nokio, from True Hill tonight. Nokio, the entity. Hey, yo, plus we got new music. Yo, Nokton sent over a hot joint. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to get into it right now. Hey, this joint is called Change. Nokio, tell the folks about this joint, because clearly this is about what's happening in the landscape right now. So what was the motivation?
Oh, man, so I guess I just took a story of we were on the road, and it was the Saturday that, like, everything was happening in, you know, like, Baltimore. And it's kind of like beforehand, everybody, you know, like Cisco, you know, kept saying, like, oh, man, you know, like, everything is, like, I mean, it's bad, but, like, please just don't let it get to Baltimore. Then it got to Baltimore. And I remember it was Saturday, and I was sitting in my room, and I noticed that, you know, they were showing the CVS on fire. And I'm like, man, that's, like, you know, pretty much like the neighborhood that, you know, I grew up in. Like, I still on that bus stop right there, like, my first job and, like, anything else. And, like, man, I just broke down for real. So, our manager, Kevin, and I was like, man, what did we do? And his Billy Murphy, who represented the Gray family, is part of his family. So, you know, he met him and he was like, you know, we was, like, threw a couple ideas around. And he's like, what about a song? And I was like, all right, cool. So, like, in 15 minutes, like, I had written that joint, and, like, I sang it to my phone. So the next day that we got in the car, like, I played it for everybody, and everybody was just kind of sitting there, like, you know, you kind of just, like, set it off for real. And I was like, man, I mean, it is what it is. So, you know, we got, you know, 2 weeks later, we went in, and, like, everybody helped arrange it and put the song together. And it was just, like, I mean, at this point, we've been blessed to be in the business this long. You know, we sing about all the stuff that we sing about. But at a certain point, you know, when you know better, you do better. And, you know, that's not to say you're, like, totally walking away from everything. But then we had, like, freedom to do more than just say, baby, 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 please, baby, don't be baby, come back, baby, stay, baby. You know, we wanted to do something that, you know, was just close to us and just, you know, we hope when at least when people hear the song, it starts like a conversation because like I played it for like a few people to talk to that, but like we really like let it go because I wanted to know you know, what the deal was, and everybody was just kind of like, man, how you manage to, like, do a song that, like, walks the line and everything, but, you know, it's like, all inclusive, you know, the bottom line of it is, you know, if you understand how I felt would you change, like, as a police officer, you understood how to talk to a black man walking around all the time feeling like, you know, you might not make it home, you know, you might go, you know, whether it's jail or, you know, being ill or whatever. And, you know, at the same time, if we understand what it felt like to have that type of pressure on that side, you know, maybe it'd be more dialogue. So, you know, we just wanted to be part of the conversation and older than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the song is called Change. We will be right back on the other side of this. United we stand, divided we fall, with our special guest Nokia from Drew Hill.
Be the biggest march yet over the death of Freddie Gray. Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Johnson.
And I'm Deborah L. Thorone. We begin with outrage and protest over the death of Freddie Gray. Thousands pledging to shut down the
school. This is blinding. I need to see for a moment. If the way it was treated was justified,
yeah.
That's where we're sitting. Oh, I keep seeing another moment. Oh no, I run into questions in between mother's cries. Oh, yeah. You are put here on earth with the purpose to protect me. And the forest is bad, isn't heavy to do the same. So what in there says you have the right to kill me and send me home to my father before he calls my name? Oh yeah, I'm Tamir, I'm Trayvon, I'm Mike.
Yeah.
Wow.
That joint really did take my breath away, and I can't even say
wow.
I find it hard to believe that it was written in 15 minutes, but the passion and just the heartfelt plea that I got goosebumps. Anyway, 917-889-3926, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm babbling. I'm sorry. Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman, Madam Boston is also joining us. We got Nokia the Entity from Drew Hill as our special guest, and we're going to be chopping it up with C here shortly, but I'm trying to get over this.
Dope, bro.
Ooh.
Dude,
that
was
nice. Mm-mm. That's like, that's
so, man. Radio
I see
is
We Are the World all over
Hill.
That.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, man. That's definitely one of those things. But it just, it man, that sound,
yeah.
Bro, it's a classic yeah. sound that still resonates today, man.
Now, really
I'm gonna tell
does.
You something dope about that. Shout out to my man Ellen and Lamont and the old group. Well, after I sang it, I told you I sang the song on my phone. So after I did that, like I sent it to them, and they took what I sang in my phone and like put it in like Pro Tools, and then like started working on the track and synced it up somehow. And that's how like you know we got the beginning and end. You know like how it was gonna sound. And it was like they went right in and it was like, all right, we got to take this all the way back. It just, you know, the merge of everything was just so effortless. It was real good.
It sounded effortless.
More to come.
Wow. I still got goosebumps.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
I am Trayvon. I am Freddie Gray. Man, I love it. If you want to weigh in, ladies and gentlemen, talk to Nokia Live tonight. Hey, this is an opportunity. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, United We Stand, Divided We Fall. Don't know if you all really are following what is happening, but you need to because some things are happening pretty swiftly, contrary to popular belief. Listen, executive order number one, minimizing the economic burden of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which is AKA Obamacare. Trump's first executive order was a bold move to gut Obamacare in a broad yet vague way. The bottom line is he's trying to chop it to pieces for those who just got their damn health care insurance. You may
yep.
be without it. If it's Donald Trump's, if he gets what he wants. That was executive
yep.
order number one. Okay, that went down on January the 20th, like days after he got into office. Presidential memorandum number three, I don't know what the hell one and two was, but number three is recognizing that it's like a federal freeze, a federal hiring freeze. Specific to national security. Like he's put
right.
a freeze on hiring new staffers at a
mm-hmm.
federal level. So
mm-hmm.
that federal job you thought was coming your way? I don't think so. You better try something different. Listen, he's out of control, my friend.
And he's
so
out,
no,
out,
no,
out of
control.
I don't even think he understands the magnitude.
He's not out of control. He's under control.
Yeah, I don't think he understands, like, what he's doing. I think he's making a lot of ego moves versus, you know, making educated, you know, and informed decisions because...
I'm not sure that's the case. I don't think he's making ego moves.
He is making the moves that somebody was telling him to make.
Huh?
Yes.
You sound far away.
Yes, I agree with that.
He is following the plan of whoever the person was and made sure that he got in the position that he is in right now.
Right, but nothing that the bills that he's doing, he's hurting the people that voted for him, the ones that wanted change
that.
And wanted voted for him because he wasn't a politician.
Are you surprised?
Somebody just told him who was going to vote for him. I mean, it's
right.
like you're not going to win no other way, but they go over here with these people. But these moves are like, these are all like money moves. Like, this don't have nothing to do with nobody but people who gonna again put America in the first of whatever when we can't breathe and whatever else in the world. Everybody got money, the money won't be worth nothing. It doesn't make a difference. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, this whole thing. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't mean to call for y'all. I apologize. Oh my God. I'm sorry, guys.
Were you going to make a point?
The only point I was going to make was the fact that he has pretty much the same women that were marching the other day are the same ones that are being affected, as well as, you know, those of us who can't make it out. They're cutting. He's trying to put up this wall, trying to get money to put up this wall. He has signed the bills for the to continue building the pipeline.
Hold on, Boston. Stop it. We got to speak facts. He's not trying to find money to build a wall. He is shifting federal dollars to implement the construction of the wall. He's not trying to find money.
We are going
to
end up paying for.
Look, it's also people who have been talking crap like, yeah, go ahead and redo and repeal Obamacare. My Affordable Care Act is not going to be touched. Not realizing that they're one in the same. It's a lot of stupidity floating around.
But you gotta say it though. Like if you understand business and read business or whatever, like the bottom line, confusion is control. You go to people who are already confused and you give them some more confusion. And then they rise up as your army. And then once you got your army going and you in place in front of everybody, you start confusing everybody by making people question every single thing that comes across their face. So it don't even matter what the truth is anymore. It's just, believe it or not, because I already gave you, it's like Inception. I already planted in your head that it's something wrong with it. I don't know what's wrong, but you spend all your time figuring out what's wrong with it instead of what's right. Meanwhile, I'm going to go over here and, you know, decide we're going to all move them parts or something. I don't know.
Right.
What he's basically doing is showing all them fools that voted for him that he don't care about none of us. Whether it's he don't care about nobody that doesn't have any money, basically.
And but the thing is that he's not changing anything than how he was showing his tail on, you know, on the campaign trail. That I mean for that
pretty
run,
much.
But you know, and it's like I said this earlier today. If Donald Trump can become president, then we all should feel very good about ourselves in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We could do anything.
At the end of the day, everything has to be approved by somebody. You may never see that person.
Yeah.
You may never meet that person. But none of this stuff is happening for nobody else in the world like that because somebody has to make a phone call.
Right.
Somebody has to say it's okay. We don't know that.
Right.
Right. Somebody said it's okay for him to be fucking. Now, how long? I don't know. And like I said, I'm still going to go out with it, you know, put the man at the top and put him at the bottom. But, you know, we talk about that. That's a whole other conversation.
A whole other show. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
hey.
I mean,
yes.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is. I mean, just reading like these orders is exhausting. This dude is out of control. Hey, it's 9:25, everybody. We come back, we chop it up with Fee. Hey, united we stand, divided we fall, and damn it, if we gotta build this wall, it's gonna be a problem. Taxpayers.
Well, get ready for the problem.
Three.
Hyman Radio Live at Social Labs, Madam Boston. Yo, tonight we are talking about United We Stand, Divided We Fall. It's 3:29 a.m. in Berlin. It's 9:29 p.m. here on the East Coast. And before we start to, before we go any further, we're going to bring in Miss Fee out of South Carolina.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken,
beans, greens, potatoes, tell us about that good food, Fee.
Hey, tonight we're going to go towards the healthier side. So we're going to start with my over-the-top cauliflower casserole. What this consists of is 2 pounds of cauliflower florets, 8 ounces of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 8 ounces of shredded Monterey Jack cheese, an 8-ounce block of cream cheese softened, 4 tablespoons of heavy cream, 2 bunches of green onion sliced, which will make up about a cup to a cup and a half, 6 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled, and you can choose turkey bacon or you can eliminate that altogether if you'd like, 1 clove of garlic minced, and salt and pepper to taste. Now, what you're going to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees, steam your cauliflower florets until they're tender. While your cauliflower is steaming, cream together your shredded Monterey and cream cheese, and you're going to slowly add in your heavy cream. Then you're going to stir in your sliced green onion, chopped bacon, and garlic, and you're going to set that to a side. Now, you're going to drain, once your cauliflower has cooled a little, you're going to drain any excess liquid from your cauliflower because you don't want your casserole to be soupy. Then you're going to add in your cheese mixture, stir your cauliflower and cheese mixture together, and add in your salt and pepper as necessary. Now, if you want a finer texture, give a few smashes with your potato masher. Then you're going to pour into a 2 to 3 quart casserole dish and sprinkle on your remaining cheddar and Monterey Jack cheese. Cover your dish with the foil and bake for about 25 minutes. Remove your foil halfway through the process to allow the cheese to continue to bake and bubble. And once it becomes a golden brown texture, you know that your casserole is done. Remove it, and you can have that with a nice French baguette. Or if you want to keep it light, make a nice side salad with maybe some cheese, some boiled eggs, some turkey, and a nice cold glass of lemon water. And there goes your dinner. What you guys
that
think?
That is very light and very
and clean. It sounds very clean.
Out of South Carolina. So, you know, lay off that butter and all that stuff y'all be in.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
potatoes,
tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
Hey, y'all weren't ready for that cauliflower casserole tonight. What?
Hey,
but those vegans are happy. Those vegans are happy out there tonight. Hey, we trying to cook up for everybody in the building. 8917-889-3926. Fee will have another recipe for you coming up in this next half hour. Hey, hanging out with our special guest, Nokio Drew Hill, tonight. United we stand, divided we fall. Folks, this is what I must say. We talked about it a little bit on Monday, but the primaries are very important. The next season of elections, locally, state, we've got to get out and vote and make sure we got the right people representing us. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about those who are going to stand up against Donald Trump, right or wrong, regardless of the party, right? He said it doesn't matter what party you represent. It's about the people. Well, why does it seem like he doesn't give a damn about the people? Why does it seem that way? I think it's because it is that. Because
it's not.
I don't know if you all are in the loop on the Dakota Pipeline. But the second
That's
executive
what I was talking
order
about.
That was signed, it was to advance the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. And not only does he want to, you know, rebound on the pipeline, you know what this dude said? He said, we should also be making the pipes right here in
right.
America. Executive right. order number
was
four was to promote the use of domestic materials in the upgrade of the construction of domestic pipelines. So,
but you know that they, along with that, the safety regulations have been taken down a couple notches as well. Along with that,
well, because he now controls the regulatory process.
It's so crazy because, you know, the whole point of President Obama, you know, like vetoing it. First, one site is like hallowed ground. It's being sacred, but how do you where's the validation, like for running that pipeline through there? If it was, I don't know, like a Caucasian, you know, like if this, how about this hell? If they wanted to put a line through their ski resorts, lose all composure. Ain't nobody buried there, but they lose all composure. I don't know. I think he's setting himself up for failure, and us as well, pulling out an agreement that we had with Japan. Like, what are you doing? But he's doing what he said he was going to do.
And he's also doing what he believes. See, the difference is I don't think Donald Trump is doing anything in his mind that's wrong. I think he's doing what he feels the right thing is. And unfortunately, the right thing in his mind
is
just
completely, okay.
Can I finish? Can I finish, damn it? Can I finish?
I'm sorry, I got excited.
I think in his mind, I think he thinks he's doing the right thing. It's in alignment with his beliefs. It's just totally contrary to the layman's man's beliefs, or I'll even say the poor man.
He's disrespectful to his wife, so why are we expecting to do the country any better?
Did you say he disrespects
right.
his wife?
That's what she said.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
So he disrespects his wife to you, but guess what? His wife is fine with it. Because if she wasn't, she wouldn't be married to him. It comes along with the territory.
Check my opinion. Hold on. First of all, she signed up to be taken care of for the rest of her life, not to become first lady.
Okay, she signed up. She signed up for it, which says that money is more important to her than her being a human being. When you bow down to money, you become a robot. When you bow down to money. So she's made her bed,
and right
she
now.
Needs to lie in. What? Oh, I didn't hear you. I can't laugh with you because I didn't hear
I
you.
I said, that's why I'm single and unmarried right now. Don't have time for that, man. I don't know. I guess we can't do anything, you know, until he just falls on his face. Or he finds the occasion.
There's no accountability for the way that you are screwing up our United States with all of these things that you're doing off the fly with no thoughts or in specific intent to them.
But then again, we don't know that though. He could have been thinking about this since the last time. He just got a chance to do it.
Right.
Like you drop the record and you think, oh man, where did this come from? But you've been working for like 10 years, putting out music little by little, getting his word out there. Like we think that he just woke. You know, I'm going to, like he has sat back since the last time Because somebody had, like I said, everybody got to make something. Somebody had to sit back and say, okay, look, these are the people that you're going to work good with. You're not going to work good with nobody else. And you got to not care if we're just going to push this forward. And then right near the end, you say that, you know, like you really for everybody. And then you get in there and you scare everybody. We're going to do everything you said and then let them figure it out in 2 years.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean,
so horrible.
You onto something right there, bro. Because I can tell you when I lived in Florida, and so big up to Paula White, who did the prayer on Inauguration Day for Donald Trump. I worked for Paula White in Tampa, Florida, where I attended Without Walls. It's the church that she pastored in Tampa before. She moved on to the church she pastors in Orlando, which is New Destiny. Paula White used to have a ministry in New York City, and she's very good friends with Donald Trump. Donald Trump called Paula White to New York back in 2010, and he mentioned that he wanted to do a presidential run back in 2010. Now, they thought that it was a long shot. Nobody thought that it was even possible. She didn't think it, nor did he think it, right? And so when you say that it's like an artist that just dropped a record, they didn't just start recording. You know, they have been recording for years. And that is the situation with Trump. He didn't just show up on the scene. This dude has been plotting this for years. But he did not see himself winning. He saw himself being able to increase marketing, right? He couldn't lose because even if he lost, his company would come out on top, but the man won. And here we are.
Here we are.
Can I just say something else that he did? Mr. Trump, President Trump, they told the Environment Protection Agency to suspend all grants to fund education, research, and pollution monitoring ahead of the pick of the EPA chief. And then they also banned the Department of Agriculture and Health and Human Services from talking to the press or even updating social media. And then the Department of Interior was also told to stop using the official Twitter accounts because the National Park Service tweeted climate change facts, pretty much to piss Donald Trump off. I don't know. Like, I see something wrong with that. Well, you're trying to cut off communication, but you can do whatever nonsense you want to.
But you know what, though?
It's not.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, here's another perspective. We can feel all the, the way about what. You know what? I'm going to come back to that. Go ahead and say what you were going to say, because that's going to take a minute.
My point was, based on what you just said, CeeLo, it's nothing different than a parent, like a mother or a father, that tells their child, don't curse, but they got a filthy mouth. It's like telling your child, don't drink, but you drink in front of your child every day. Telling your child, don't smoke weed, but the house smells like weed. I mean, really, it's no different.
Right. Very absolutely. Ugh. I don't know.
He's the president of the United States, so he has the ability to do whatever. But again, America, I say we've got to stand up and make sure we get out here and vote. The Democratic Party specifically is in ruins right now, and we got to rebound by letting young people know that their voices matter. And you said it. It's a joke. It's a mockery. But if Donald Trump can become president, anybody in the United States can hold any office if you just put yourself out there.
Yes. Okay? And don't even have to have any experience. Can you read?
You don't have to have experience, But you do have to have some resources. You do have to have some resources and people to rally behind you. Now, let's not get it confused and think that anybody can get out there and make it happen. Don't be confused. It takes money.
I am president in 2020.
This ain't never going to happen. I'm trying to tell you, they are going to, like I said the other day, they're going to pass so much stuff to make sure that you can only be president if you're supposed to be president, that, you know, just going to be like a one-hit wonder. That's going to be it. It ain't happening.
Like
no
a
more.
Dictatorship.
They're going to be like, what? You're gonna have to do a whole lot. You know, it'd be like going to sign up for WIC or something to be president.
No, he's talking about government. He's talking about Congress. I mean, you know, I agree. I mean, you know, Congress don't ever want to have to deal with this again. I mean, just somebody like this being able to come in office and just wreak havoc. I mean, so I totally agree. Hey, it's 9:45. It's the Social Lab. United we stand, divided we fall. That's our discussion tonight with our guest, Noke. Hey, Nokio got a new joint. And Noke, you're not even – this joint is not even available to people right now, is it?
No, we ain't released it sale yet. Like, we've been performing it, though. So, you know, you can definitely, like, see, you know, a piece of it.
That's
a show. So, you know, we do. So it's like everything now is, you know, like you gotta do it on your own. And plus, you know, you don't really have like the front load with everything. So we just been like little by little, you know, just getting out of here and letting people know. Plus, I mean, for real, when they come to the show, they want to see all the old stuff anyway. They're like, yeah, that's cool, but like, can you sing my song? Like,
oh, no,
that's
absolutely.
4 hours worth.
Hey, you got some dates coming up? You got some dates coming up you can tell people about?
We got February 3rd. We are in Greensboro, actually, with our band. And then we got the 9th. We're going to be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The 10th, we're going to be in Maryville, Indiana, at the Star Plaza Theater. The 11th, we're going to be in Cleveland at the Wolstein Center. The 12th, we're going to be in Memphis at the Landis Center. The 14th, we're going to be in South Bend, Indiana, at the Morris Performing Arts Center. The 18th, we're going to be here in Baltimore at Rams Head Live. And the 25th, we're going to be in Tupelo, Mississippi. And it might be something
Dude,
else
that
in between.
Is crazy. It's crazy, y'all. Still got all those dates. Yo, Drew Hill still kicking it. Just like, I mean, they released, like, the joint, like, yesterday. Dude, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Exactly. I'll go
that's
for
awesome.
It.
Awesome. I'm going to have to get them dates. So we can actually keep them on our website. Hey, when we come back, folks, we got that next half. We chopping it up with Fee again. We'll keep it going with Nokio. Hey, we'll be right back at the Social Lab.
When I think about you, I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say that way. I know you can't ignore me, but so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me, break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had to then blow. I shouldn't have played no games, would you just level up my brain? saw you win speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better.
Better.
I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over, and again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
/9:51, Bryson Tiller, now his seat.
Hello again. Before I go into this delectable dessert, I wanted to send a quick happy birthday to my honey. His birthday is actually tomorrow, but I just wanted to say on air, I love you, and I pray that your day is extremely special tomorrow. Now that we got those pleasantries out of the way, we're going to introduce my Stacy's Carrot Delight Muffins. And I call it that because it's from one of my girlfriends who's on a health kick. And this recipe was extremely, extremely delicious. And I didn't miss all of the sugar and fat in it. But you would have 3 cups of rolled oats, 2 cups of shredded carrots, 1/4 cup of almond butter, 1/4 cup of maple syrup, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 cup of almond milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 3 ripe bananas. Now, once you get all of your ingredients together, to make it pop, you can add raisins, cranberries, blueberries, or even shredded coconut to give it a little sweetness. You would preheat your oven to 350 degrees, line your muffin tin, and spray with olive oil spray or coconut oil spray. Pour an even amount of the batter into each slot. Bake until you're able to insert a toothpick and it comes out clean. Now, I personally like to serve it warm with a little bit of almond butter melted on top, or you can use just a little stick of butter, well, a tablespoon of butter on each of your muffins till they melt into your muffins to give it a little moistness. But they are really, really a delectable treat that you can use as an alternative to a cupcake or a slice of cake, and it's a whole lot healthier for you.
No doubt. We appreciate all the healthy. You didn't weigh us down with all the butter and sugar over the last few weeks.
Okay. Drinking melted butter out of bowl, yeah.
Out of Columbia, South Carolina, we chopping it up. Hey, much appreciated. United we stand, divided we fall, everybody. With our special guest, Nokio Drew Hill, the entity been hanging out. Yo, we got this new joint called Change. We're going to play that again before we get out of here. Hey, Nok, you read down at least 10 dates. Can folks go to your website to follow those dates to see where they can check you out at? Okay, he talking and his mic not open. There you go. No,
okay.
There you go, brother.
Okay.
Is there a website folks can go to?
Everybody, you go to Google Play or you go to the App Store and you can download the Drew Hill app. And everything is there. Like, all our dates, you can, like, upload pictures. You can, like, buy music. You do everything is, like, right there for the
bang
fan in you.
Bang. That is. The Drew Hill app. Go right to the App Store, download. Check out all of those dates that he just named. I mean, at least 10 dates. So in February, you can check him out somewhere in the country for all of Drew Hill fans. And dude, I know we talked about doing a show, like, you know, a while back. But 2017, we going to do a Drew Hill show for our listeners. Just got to figure out exactly where we going to do it. Atlanta sounds like the place. But we're going to figure out. Y'all just got a day. Houston just gave you a day. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah, no, man, that's cool. It's like, you know, it's funny because it's like we got Drew Hill week here. You know, we just got the one from Boston. Dallas. We have one for Buffalo. And it's a couple other places. So, I mean, like, it's always cool. It was like a total, like, surprise. Like, we were in the dressing room, and the guy came in, like, all right, I got to do this real quick for y'all. Go on stage. And he pulled his badge off. But, you know, it's, like, really cool. Like, you know, we really appreciate it. You know, just like it. I mean, for real, man, just, like, 20, you know, years later, really, like, 26 for real for the group. You know, for, you know,
wow,
all the people that's been and everything. To, you know, still be out here, you know, like every week, you know, grinding it out. You know, it's not short of a blessing to them.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, again, bro, much love. You family here. You know, I mean, so we appreciate you for hanging out with us this week. What you got for the people, man, who are really struggling, you know, with this transition, you know, and again, I think we're all in the same boat, but we got to draw a line in the sand. I mean, he's the president. So, I mean, what advice do you have for people, you know, as we're trying to embrace this situation?
I think to kind of like really oversimplify, you got to just make it funny because it's funny for real. Like it's not like funny, like, you know, like you just dismiss it, but it's kind of like you say, like TV, like, and you really like don't understand, like never really got to the fact that it's like called television programming or radio programming, but it's nothing called reading programming.
Right.
So, like, all these years, we've just been, you know, it's like you've been getting set up. Like, we've been getting desensitized and, you know, all this stuff. And, like, now you can just kind of, like, in. It's like, I would get it. We got here because we wanted to do it. We got here because everybody got greedy. We got here because everybody got into themselves and stopped paying attention. So it's kind of like, you know, like I say, like, you kind of, like, meet karma at the door. Like, cool, it's happening now. So the only way to keep yourself going is you can't make it happen because it's going to happen anyway. This ain't like, you know, the mayor or something like this. You know, this is like the president. Like, it's going to happen. So, you know, I mean, like, I feel like, you know, after early on, you know, for 8 years, like, people were, like, totally disrespectful of Obama. And,
yes,
like, the one thing is us, like, especially us, is, like, black people, like, we know how to be funny without getting in trouble. And it might cross the line a little bit, but we know how to do that. So it's like, why not, you know, do what we would do anyway? Like, we did it with George Bush. We do it with everybody. That's what we do. Like, the thing is that, like, the stuff that's happening for real, like, it's crazy. But we are just too crazy. It's the people who thought they were getting something else that's not used to that's crazy. It's the people who, you know, sit around and didn't know they had Obamacare. It's the people, you know, who don't know about not having that Section 8 right and that, you know, all of that stuff that's going to be sitting, that is, you know, really sitting back like, oh, my God, what did we do?
Right.
I thought he just said that he was going to get the Mexicans out of here. And I was with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, like, what do, you know, so it's like, hey, welcome to the club. We laughing. We scared.
Welcome to the club, absolutely. Hey, we got to get out of here. We're back on Friday, 9 p. Hey, Nokia, appreciate you, brother. Ladies, take us home.
All right, man, thank y'all.
Yay, yes, whatever you do, do well. Check y'all out on Friday.
Yeah,
thanks
that's
for joining
right.
us, no.
And we're that.
And I'm Deborah L. Throne. We begin with outrage and protest over the death of Freddie Gray. Thousands pledging to shut down the
This is blind and I need to see for a moment. See if the way he was treated was justified.
Yeah.
That's what we were seeing. I keep seeing all the moments. Oh no, I run into questions in between mother's cries. Oh, yeah. You are put here on earth with the purpose to protect me. Yeah. And the forest is bad, he's in heavy to do the same. So what in
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM.